Degenerate gamblers, hockey heads, and fantasy fanatics, welcome back to your show. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, Tuesday edition. Lots to get to, including injuries, fantasy preseason breakdowns, and some news on our fan listener fan league. Let's get right to it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back inside the lab, everybody. It's been a couple of days, but we are back in a very big way. And hockey is back this week, people. More importantly, thank you for making us your first listen every single day. Steele and I are ready, people. We are ready for the puck to drop on this season. And it's time to get this paper. I say it all the time, but we're not playing around anymore. We're talking on today's episode. There is some big injury news coming out of Ottawa. Fantasy fallout. We need to be on top of that. And we are. We're going to be talking about what we've seen in the preseason so far. We're going to wrap the show up with that. But also, there has been a lot of interest from the listeners, from the fans. Shout out to all of y'all. You want to jump in a league with Steele and I? You want to take the beast on head on? So we're going to talk about that as well, Steele, because I think you and I are more excited than we've ever been, because we are going to go head-to-head with our listeners, our fans out there, and let's get into that first and foremost, because you and I are going to put our money where our mouth is and go toe-to-toe here. So let's talk a little bit about it. Welcome back. It's been a little while. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. You know, I was a little sick over this weekend. I know you were enjoying your weekend up north as well. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. We've been super busy. But you and I have been talking every single day. We've been conversing, communicating about this fantasy-based league with our fans, with our listeners. And we are moving forward with a fantasy-based, a fan-based fantasy league. So we will be moving forward with this. But there will be some requirements. Flip and I have talked about it. You need to be subscribed to the YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, our YouTube channel. Make sure you're following all of our accounts on Twitter as well, LockedOn_FantasyNHL, and my personal account, Throden_77, and Flip's personal account, Flip's_picks. Once you're subscribed and followed, make sure you DM us on our Locked On Podcast Twitter account with your email. Flip and I will talk over the next couple of days. We'll pick 10 of the fans out randomly to join us in a 12-team based fantasy league.
Yes,
we have talked about it a little bit over the details and the settings for this fantasy based league as well. The draft, it will be set for October 10th. The time of the draft, we have yet to set a time for that. It will be set. It will be announced on the future date of Friday's episode. We will talk about that over the next couple of days, but it will be on Monday, October 10th. I know it's the long weekend. Thanksgiving's coming up. But we got to make do with the crazy schedule Flip and I have over the next month as well. This will be a as well. So we will put out a poll on our Twitter account. You know, it's going to be a friendly and not too much money. But, you know, Flip and I, we're a bunch of gambling gurus here. So we're going to put a poll out on our Twitter account. It's going to be two options only, $10 or $20. Make sure you vote on the poll if you want to be added into this league and you want to join so we can get your vote and your input. It will be money based, so $10 or $20 only. And the league settings again, and the league settings and the personnel of who will be joining us for this first annual Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast Fantasy League will also be announced on Friday's episode. So make sure you're tuning in for that episode before the weekend, the long weekend starts, and tuning in for every single episode every single day. Yep. Flip, I'm super excited about this. I know you are too. We're already drafted, and we've already drafted a couple of different fantasy leagues, but to have a fan-based fantasy league is really, really exciting.
The main takeaway here is, people, give you what you want. Give you what you've been asking for. You want to get in the cage with Steele and I and see what we're made of. We hear you, and we're going to give you what you want. So the main takeaways are stay tuned for Friday's episode this week where we will announce who is going to join us in this fantasy league. You heard how you can do it. If you have any questions, the best way to do us is just hit us up on Twitter. Make sure you're following. The league will be announced who is in on Friday. We're going to do the draft Monday. And the bottom line is here, people, if you are a fantasy head, a fantasy cat, and you've been listening, this is just one of those cool opportunities for us to go in a league together and see what's going on, because Steele, what's going on in the real world of the NHL is a whole lot of chaos. There is injuries. There is line shuffling. There is a lot going on, and we are only a few days from having some hockey, real regular season hockey. They're going to be skating up in Europe this week, couple of games on tap this week. Then next week, it's time, people, officially puck drop on the 2022-23 season. And yeah, Steele, this fantasy draft with our listeners, with our fans, is something that I think we're just grateful to do. We appreciate all the support. And I know people are like, hey, stop saying thank you. Stop saying appreciate it. I'm not going to do it, because Steele and I are really, really serious about all that love we do get. And we're trying to show some back and hopefully take some of your money too. But we'll get into all of that. Like Steele said, thank you for dropping that all off on us, pal, because it is a mouthful. Friday, league going to be announced in terms of the members. Hit us with your email. You'll get the details. Draft on Monday, and everything else will be confirmed. But yeah, Steele, I'm also looking forward to going head-to-head with you, because that's something you and I have talked about as well. So we'll do that as well.
Yeah, and that's what I've been excited for this upcoming season. You know, we did it a little bit last year with our side bets. You know, we had a little bit of disagreements now that we're going head-to-head with ourselves, but, you know, not just us two, with our fans as well, being able to interact with them, do a little swell, just friendly banter, but I'm super excited about that. And see who gets the upper hand here, because I think you and I, as well as a lot of our listeners out there, they reply to our tweets, they drop some comments on our YouTube channel, and they have some really good input fantasy-wise as well. So we could have a couple of studs fan base in this fantasy league too. It might not just be you and I, so who knows? It might not be you and I who wins this, but I'm hoping it is.
This is not an exact science, Steele. And the second that you stop trying to listen and learn about the world of gambling and fantasy, it's like trying to quit learning how to play new songs on the guitar. You're just doing yourself a disservice. But hey, I'm not here for the life lessons. I'm here to feed you that fire fantasy content. And that's what we're going to continue to do on today's episode. Steele and I are going to give you our preseason takeaways. There's some players and some line combinations fantasy-wise that you're going to want to listen to our reactions to. We're going to wrap the show with that. Right after the break, Cam Talbot news out of the Ottawa Senators camp. Things are getting very interesting early in Ottawa for a team that we thought was going to make a big step forward. A big step forward that you need to take in the direction of trying a Built Bar Puff. Don't deprive yourself of one of life's greatest joys. Hit up Built and try this new delicious treat. Of course, covered in Steele's favorite 100% real chocolate. Built has done it again. It's all the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Cookie dough chunk puffs are only 160 calories, and they only have a whopping 15 grams of protein, and that's a good thing. Run to Built.com, snag a box for you or the fam. It's the perfect treat, or hide a good stashing spot and keep them for yourself. Just like all Built bars, they are delicious and nutritious. And what's great about Built, they're always bringing that collagen protein that your body absorbs more efficiently, giving you those health benefits. Go to Built.com, use code LOCKEDON15 and get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off your order at Built.com.
Flip, a ton of injuries, a couple of injuries over the last couple of days, but a ton of injuries actually over the last couple of weeks as well, which will hurt some guys fantasy-wise. If you've already drafted them, sucks to be you, but that's you know, that's what happens in preseason. That's what happens in the offseason as well. You don't really know what's going to happen with some of these injuries. And one of the injuries that happened today or yesterday, actually, Cam Talbot of the Ottawa Senators will be out for 5 to 7 weeks with an upper body injury. When that news came out, the Ottawa Senators picked up Magnus Hellberg off waivers from the Seattle Kraken because of this. And he will be backing up, obviously, Anton Forsberg. We talked about Anton Forsberg with our buddies from the Locked On Senators podcast as well. They really have high hopes for him this upcoming season. We talked about this with Michael Amato as well, that he's going to be getting a ton of reps as well because of the you know, the age concern with Cam Talbot being 35 years old. Obviously, the injury concern now. What are your thoughts with Anton Forsberg in this upcoming season?
Yeah, well, I'll say this, Deal. Last year, he was a revelation for the Ottawa Senators. He really kind of held it down when Matt Murray couldn't get the job done. And I'm glad that you brought up the point of 35 years old with Cam Talbot. Because as much as you and I both like the move, and that is a definite upgrade on the Matt Murray situation, this 35-year-old goaltender with, you know, 5 to 7 weeks on the shelf, just fantasy-wise, Steele, you now have to take a serious, serious look at Anton Forsberg, especially if Cam Talbot was on your roster, because Forsberg was solid last year, 22-17-4. We know the Senators have improved ahead of them, but my main concern here, Steele, is fantasy and otherwise, this might reveal the Senators' biggest weakness, their Achilles heel, way earlier in the year than we thought, and that's the defense. Because now all of a sudden, that D-core doesn't have that security blanket of the Talbot-Forsberg backup situation, because this Magnus Hellberg situation could get a little hellish, if you know what I'm saying. Anton Forsberg, though, is now a immediate fantasy option that you have to be looking at, Steele, because I still think they're going to get some wins this year in Ottawa.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I completely agree with that, too. Anton Forsberg, like you said, he had a pretty decent record, all things considered, with the team he had in front of him. Like you said, the defense is obviously the big concern, as well as I've been hearing a lot recently that the Ottawa Senators are the front runners and pretty much the only team to try to acquire Jakob Chychrun as well. Yeah. The only concern there is obviously the Arizona Coyotes want Shane Pinto in return, but that's not going to happen. But if they were able to get Jakob Chychrun, and have him in front of Anton Forsberg, as along with some of the other key pieces they have, Thomas Chabot, Jake Sanderson, who's going to be that rookie on the back end as well. That could be a big difference maker, but that is a big if they can even get a deal done.
Yeah, and we know the price is so high on Jakob Chychrun. Like, you know, are they going to have to give up some of these pieces that have looked really good for them already? You know, I've heard Shane Pinto's name thrown around. You and I talked about him earlier today. He's looked good. I don't know if you're the Ottawa Senators, if you want to kind of bust up these good young players that you've been building. You know, you might almost want to just go another year with the D-core you have if that price is too high. You know, that might be a whole other conversation. But what the key takeaway for me here is, Steele, you know, we're going to get to takeaways of the entire preseason in a couple minutes. But I would be wary if you're the Ottawa Senators, because we know that, yes, we have been all over this Senators group in their step forward. There was a few other teams around them that got better as well. So this could be one of those things, Steele. How about this? Anton Forsberg gets hurt now. Anton Forsberg looks awful. You have to go to Magnus Hellberg, a 31-year-old goalie who has 5 NHL starts. Things might get a little haywire here in Ottawa early, but either way, you have to now take a serious look at Anton Forsberg, because 2.82 goals against last year, .917 save percentage. If he can be the goalie he was last year, I don't even think they might miss Cam Talbot, but that is a big if he can do that.
I think he can. And even if he doesn't, I think he'll obviously have to stand his ground for those 5 to 7 weeks. And then when Cam Talbot's healthy and he's ready to come back, he can jump right back into action. And like I said, I've been a Cam Talbot fan over the last couple of seasons.
Yes, you have.
A lot of people really just dog on him for some reason. His record, his stats are really, really good. Obviously he's had some good teams in front of him with obviously the Minnesota Wild, but I really do think at 35 years old, when he comes back to being healthy after this upper body injury, he can step in without missing a beat. That's my opinion. But again, Anton Forsberg, he is the up and comer for the Ottawa Senators, and I think he can get the job done. So make sure you have your eyes peeled and he's and you know, you click the star on the waiver wire if he's still on there.
Yeah, hammer that star. That is a good point. Also, speaking of hammering stuff, hammer that subscribe button, smash the follow. If you are feeling us, drop us a subscribe. Let us know. We need that feedback, people. We've seen it, and we appreciate it and hear it. So either way, Steele, I hear the rumblings out of the Ottawa Senators. And look, Cam Talbot is coming off a career-high 32 wins. You got to like the trajectory of him coming into this season. The injury now throws a wrinkle in that, throws a wrinkle in the entire Ottawa Senators' plans. But I still think this team is going to score a lot of goals.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, I am just ready for the puck to drop on this season, Steele. I need to see what happens, because it has been a long summer for you and I. We have been pulling, you know, drawing blood from a stone here with this content topics. I hope it's been a good listen. But I know we need to get to these preseason fantasy reactions, because you have your eye on a couple of guys. I have a few things that I want to look at, because I really do think the preseason usually doesn't mean a ton when it comes to the overall outcome of what a team is going to do this year in the standings, but it might be a better indication of individual players' ability to get it done fantasy-wise. So that's what you and I are looking at. Why don't you take us to break real quick and we can hit our fans with a fantasy preseason reaction segment.
Like always, we have to thank our fans out there. So thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure you hit the subscribe and the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. And like we said at the top of the episode, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following us on all of our Twitter accounts if you want to join the Fan Base Fantasy League. Yes. And we love and appreciate you guys very, very much. Let's dive in back into this conversation of preseason, the preseason so far. Like you said, super excited for the actual regular season to drop on October 12th. But there's a couple of guys we need to talk about. They've really shown some highlights so far. And I know preseason, it's not the full roster. The stars aren't in there every single game. But there are a few guys we need to highlight. And if you don't mind, I'd like to start off with one guy that I've been looking at. And this kind of really transitions to what we were just talking about with Cam Talbot. Mm. If you had Cam Talbot as your goalie and you're looking to pick up another one, Philip Grubauer is your guy. That's my honest opinion. I really do believe that Philip Grubauer is going to have a bounce back season. Obviously, coming into a new organization, it's not going to pan out right away like the Vegas Golden Knights. We saw that they went in a different direction, draft wise, and picking a player from each team. But I really do think Philip Grubauer has been outstanding so far in the preseason. The Seattle Kraken have actually been outstanding so far. I think they've had three shutouts. They've won every single game. Philip Grubauer has stopped every single shot that he's faced. And like I said, a month ago when we were doing our fantasy or our NHL rankings, I see a big increase in points, 20 plus points for the Seattle Kraken this upcoming season. I think Philip Grubauer is going to be a big reason for that, as well as a lot of those young guys they have in the lineup this upcoming season too.
I'm really glad that you're talking about the Seattle Kraken, because I had some notes here on them as well. And you're right. The caveat here is it is the preseason, and let's not get too carried away. But everything that you mentioned holds true here. And also, Philip Grubauer, if you look at his career, before last season, he has 200 plus games in the NHL and really good numbers, goals against, underlying metrics, save percentage. Grubauer has been a solid goalie. The year before, he was 30-9 with a 1.90 goals against and .922 save percentage. He will be better this year. Seattle will be better. Matty Beniers, or I think it's, I'm messing up
Beniers,
his last
Beniers. You're good.
Isn't it Beniers? I'm hearing Beniers as
well. I've heard both, but I think it's Beniers.
Anyway, Beniers, I thank you for bringing up the Kraken, because I've seen a couple of their games on the preseason action. Man, my voice is cracking. I got to drink more water this weekend. Hey, there he is. He's having a sip. Look, the Kraken have looked good. And what I wanted to look at, because thank you for your Grubauer take. I agree with it. And he's going to have a goalie that I have my eye on. The top line, Matty Beniers, Donato, and Bjorkstrand. We don't know if they're going to stay together, but there is some speed there, and they have showed chemistry.
Good.
Yeah, some speed. So I think that's one of those things that the Seattle Kraken have this year. Speed. Some youngsters that are going to make an impact. And they might be hungry to prove that last season was just a bad hand overall. A brand new team. We know expansion teams don't work out. The Vegas Golden Knights were a one-off. They also had a great team and a very good setup. I think they're going to be better this year, the Seattle Kraken. That trio is one that I'm going to have my eye on, Steele. Obviously, the world knows about Beniers, Beniers, whatever. But Donato and Bjorkstrand, if Donato can stay in that top six, might be a big if. But Bjorkstrand, for sure, is a guy that I really like this season to have a solid 50-60-point year.
And I like the fact that you mentioned Ryan Donato as well, because Dave Haxall came out and said that he really loves this player because he fits up and down the lineup, and he's so versatile that he can just play pretty much wherever his coach puts him, and he's got great chemistry wherever he plays too. So the fact that he's versatile like that, and I do see him staying in the top six as well. But I like that pick I hope so too because he has a lot of upside potential. Not a high ceiling, but I've seen in the preseason he's been pretty good so far.
Yeah,
there are a couple of young guys that I've been looking at also in the Western Conference, all from the same team so far this preseason. We've talked about a couple of them before. I really like what the Minnesota Wild have done so far this preseason as well. Marco Rossi, Matthew Boldy, getting special team points, a couple of shorthanded points as well. But I didn't really see this guy coming out of nowhere. Connor DeWar as well on the fourth line. Whoa. He's made a little bit of some highlights as well. A couple shorthanded goals, some apples to go along with it too. He's a fourth line player for the Minnesota Wild. He's still trying to crack the lineup too. But
yeah,
I really liked what I saw from him in the preseason. I'm not saying go draft him. Have your eye on him on the waiver wire as a pickup every so often throughout the weeks. But I've really liked what the Minnesota Wild have done, Minnesota Wild and Seattle Kraken have done in the preseason.
Yeah, hey, the Minnesota Wild. I knew you were going to bring up the Minnesota Wild. So I have to, thank you for doing that. And look, people, when Steele hits you with his take on the Minnesota Wild, this kid watches way too much Minnesota Wild hockey. So just trust what he's saying and go out there and do what he's doing on his fantasy team with these Minnesota Wild players. But I'll say this, after that top line in Minnesota, Steele, and I understand Joel Eriksson, Ek, Foligno, they've been holding down that second line, you know, last season and probably this year. There is opportunity for Matthew Boldy and Marco Rossi to fluctuate up that lineup. That's clear because Tyson Jost, Frederick Goudreau, Sam Steele, and others, other than that top line, it's a, you know, pick your poison there. So I could see them getting a lot of opportunity this year, and that means minutes. And that means a good chance for you to get some fantasy value out of those players. Some guys, too, that are going to probably be not owned very high percentages that you can probably get your eyes on, Steele, your hands on. A guy that you want to get your hands on if you can. And I've said it before, and I'm going to continue to say it. He's looked great in the preseason. Cole Perfetti. He had 3 points the other night in the preseason game. Steele, I'm not done with Cole Perfetti. I'm going to keep going back to the well. He's looked good. He's on my breakouts for this year. And every single time Perfetti plays well, you'll be hearing about it on this podcast. And he's looked good so far. So I just wanted to bring that up and give me one of these, an early pat on the back.
I don't know why I was so surprised by that. For some reason, I thought you were going to say Cole Caulfield because he's actually been pretty outstanding so far too.
Second point on my notes.
Yeah. Cole Caulfield. Okay. Cole Caulfield, eh? Okay.
Right here.
Dive into him.
Would you like me to just read this point here? Because it's very short and sweet. And I think it's all the fans need to hear. I have down here, Caulfield and Slavkovsky have looked very solid together early. Caulfield this season, expect 30-plus goals. I'm going to say the kid goes off. Last year, he had a little bit of that drought, that rookie drought. It happens. Yeah. Guys come up, look great, get a full season, and regress a little. He is going to pop off. He is a pure sniper. He can score. I'm saying 30-plus goals for Cole Caulfield and a good season for the other Cole Perfetti as well. But thank you for bringing up Caulfield.
Look, I'm not sure about the Montreal Canadiens. I do agree with you that, for me, I think it's probably only going to be Cole Caulfield and Nick Suzuki who potentially get a 30-plus goals this upcoming season. Mm-hmm. They just don't score a lot of goals. They don't have a lot of goal scorers on their team right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a big fan of their goaltending situation. I know Jake Allen is better than what they had last year, you know, with all those injuries they had. And they just re-signed him, I believe, to a two-year deal. Yeah, 2-year deal as well. So, that, you know, hopefully he can stay healthy for them. I don't like what they have on the blue line that much. I just don't think they have a lot of goal scorers, but the goal scorers on their team are Suzuki and Cole Caulfield for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. And hey, like Sam Montembeau is a young goalie and he did play solid last year. Like that blue line is not good. And I'm with you on the Jake Allen, Sam Montembeau tandem. I'm almost thinking it might be Sam Montembeau in that cage at the end of the year playing more games this year. That's how I'm leaning because I understand the 2-year deal with Jake Allen, but I would say Sam Montembeau has more upside and a higher ceiling. But the problem with that Montreal Canadiens team is not a one-finger answer. There's a lot going on there, bottom six, defense and otherwise. I just wanted to show that love because Slavkovsky looks like a gazelle out there. Cole Caulfield looks like he's going to pop a lot of twine. And I'll leave it at this, Steele, with my takeaways. And, you know, if you have any more, please give her. But a lot of was said about the Mason Marchment move to Dallas. And, you know, he had a good season on that third line in Florida with Lundell and, you know, Reinhardt or Bennett and others down there. And people were worried about going to Dallas and maybe less goals. Mason Marchman is going to get increased opportunity in a top six and more reliance on him. 3 goals so far in the preseason. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to be taking another serious look at Mason Marchment this year in that, you know, maybe 22 to 25 goal, 22 to 25 assist category. I could see about 45, 50 points out of him for sure next season.
Look, I know you've been a decent fan of Mason Marchment fantasy-wise over the last couple, you know, since we started doing this podcast and obviously in this upcoming season. The Dallas Stars are just that they're pretty much the one team I just can't put my finger on right now, whether they're going to be bad or good. It's it's really hard to tell right now with the Dallas Stars, but I hear you. Mason Marchment was great last year with Florida. He's looked great in the preseason. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job highlighting some of these guys in the preseason so far. You know, with Matty Beniers, the guys from the Minnesota Wild, the Canadian Cole Perfetti, Cole Caulfield, and now, the player you just mentioned as well. So I like these guys, as well as Philip Grubauer. Don't forget about Philip Grubauer as a backup goaltender too.
Good one, yeah. And hey, Mason Marchman is going to be playing second power play minutes. Right now he's been running out there on a line with Tyler Seguin. These are some opportunities. You know, you had Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn as potential bounce backs. I'm feeling that. They're still quality. Jason Roberts and Rupe Hintz. Chemistry with Pavelski. This is the point in time, Steele, where fantasy cats spend way too much time looking at stats and on paper, and we start to think everybody's going to have a good season. Some of these predictions are not going to pan out, people, but one prediction that will is our Listener League Fantasy Draft. That's coming up on Monday. We're going to announce more details later in this week, including who is in the league. So make sure you listen to my boy, Steele. Subscribe, follow both Steele Roden and Flip Livingstone on Twitter and our official Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast account. Hit us up. Let us know if you're interested, and we will be selecting 10 of you to join us. You're hopping in the cage with the beasts here, so better strap on and strap up because Steele and I aren't playing around.
Super excited for the details to be announced this Friday. Super excited for our listeners to join us in a fantasy league. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Like Flip said, make sure you're subscribed and following all of our Twitter accounts and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you've placed any bets recently, good luck with your money out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.